This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Bernstein and Harris.
Make it sexy.
Caleb's success is going to be my success and vice versa. And so we truly are married in a way.
Marriage is on. This is what we call the honeymoon, Dan. The marriage between Ben Johnson and the Bears. The marriage between Ben Johnson and a quarterback he has yet to start actually coaching. They're just talking a lot.
I've never seen you so mental over a girl before. You going to marry her?
Garth. Marriage is punishment for shoplifting in some countries.
And then soon he'll get to the point where somebody says something, the other person says, what? And the other person says, the person says, if you're going to talk to me, just come into the same room.
Stop projecting, Dan.
Instead of yelling from upstairs, or just text me. And then it's, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. So they've got a long way to go.
The projection is just...
I'm just telling him.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want
exactly.
to see?
If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
Kramer? Is that you?
Blank.
What time does Chow Fun start?
I don't know.
It would be nice if you could pick up my prescription before 6 when the pharmacy closes. I say, are you asking me to pick up your prescription? Or are you saying it would be nice?
Well, you see, marriage is a lot like an orange. First, you have the skin, then the sweet, sweet innards.
I don't understand.
If I wanted to see a man eat an orange, I would have taken the orange eating class.
The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Bernstein and Harris with you on this lovely Thursday with all kinds of things for you. Plenty of football. There, the Bears once again are the it team at the combine, but for different reasons. We are going to bring you a conversation with Jim DeShays at 11 o'clock, with Pat Forty at 12:25, and Chris Emma at 1. Don't forget High Noon coming your way. At least from my perspective, it's just going to be a celebration of the life of Gene Hackman, who passed away at age 95. The guy's been retired from acting for 21 years. And we still think of him, and we still look at this entire body of work. And he's taken, he hasn't worked in 21 years. And we still have this amazing, amazing
career. Of course, because Enemy of the State exists.
Of maybe the best ever to do it. We also have a pair of tickets for the Cubs Watch Party, the season opener Watch and Listen Party with Mully and Haw at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage for Cubs Dodgers in Tokyo. You have to be listening for your chance to win that. We've got Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski. We don't have Ray Diaz. He's not even there.
We have Tyler Farrengold. I was going to tell you, yeah.
I know. I looked at him and realized he's not here. So we have Adam Studzinski, Tyler Farrengold, Brandon Fryer, Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and Jenna Duddleston
Bears.
Doing their stuff. And it's like every time we look at the group chat now, it's Ben Johnson said this, Ben Johnson said that. What did Ben Johnson say? Wow, who did he sit down with next? Ben Johnson talks to Piers Morgan. Ben Johnson talks to Caitlin Collins. Ben Johnson talks to Scott Pelley. Everybody's getting
a piece. If he's talking to those people, we have problems.
I'm telling you. No, there's no problem.
It's just a matter of time at this point,
everybody.
Right?
Gail King. Everybody is sitting down with him. Graham Bensinger. They're doing...
That's coming. The Graham Bensinger is definitely
you
coming.
You know, it's just going to be, man, fun. It's all his world.
Is it fun, though? Is it fun? Because
yes.
I would argue that it's interesting, and of course, from our perspective, content is always good, right? From our perspective, as people who every day talk about what people are talking about, share our opinions on what they're saying. But at the same time, I'm kind of reaching my max with Ben Johnson at this stage.
Stop talking hockey.
Here's why. Because nothing's really happening right now.
So what? It's the Bears coach out? That's the Bears coach being cool.
That's cool. Listen.
You don't like it.
That's cool. I think there's a lot of interesting things that he's saying. I'm not arguing that. What I am saying is maybe you don't have to do every single interview that is offered your way. Maybe you don't
have
to
say... What's the downside?
The downside is you say things that people take as bulletin board material. That's one.
Good. Let the Bears be that. What did the Bears say? Go ahead. Go ahead and be motivated to play the Bears because it's something their coach said.
Did you hear the stray his former quarterback caught when he's talking about trick plays and Penei Sewell? Did you catch that?
Just because of the mobility?
I felt like that was very tongue-in-cheek, where he was talking about Penei Sewell throwing dimes when they were running the play in practice. I felt that was like he was ribbing a guy that's a friend of his.
Jared Goff.
No, he said he was clearly joking.
Okay, even
like,
if he
was
joking.
Like, there was clearly a joke.
Have you ever taken offense to something that someone else said that was a quote-unquote joke?
Well, don't be so soft then.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
The Bears head coach is saying this stuff. I think it's fun as hell. I don't think there's any downside whatsoever.
You know why? You know why you think it's fun? Because you've had such little fun associated with this team. You're just grasping at straws. You'll take anything.
I just think it's fun. I like him. I'm happy they hired him. I think he's smart. I think he's clever. I think this is the kind of guy that people want to play for.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I don't think there's any actual downside.
Dan, that's cool right now. But if he, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but if he goes turtle and pops back into his shell once the rubber hits the road, you're going to be like, where's that guy from the combine that was talking?
Oh, believe me, I will, but I don't expect that to be the case. If he's like who is the guy, Nick Swisher? That's the Nick Swisher rule.
What is the Nick Swisher rule?
When everything's good, there's not a single camera or microphone that he doesn't want to find. And then when the strikeouts start piling up,
the cameras and microphones can't find him.
Gone. Disappears
into the wind,
and then his teammates know it, and the manager knows it, and everybody's like, "Okay, what happened to Mr. Happy? Put myself out there, frat bro." And then he's just gone.
I think Bears fans want their coach to be better. I think the players want their coach to be. We know that from the report card that the players want their coach to be better. 32 out of 32 teams, they were the 32nd. He had the 32nd. Highest rating, which is dead last, Matt Eberflus, the last coach. And so I think we compare to the basement, anything's going to be better, right? But what I'm saying is I don't want this to be a Kid Icarus situation where he's flying too close to the sun because nothing's actually happened yet.
Fine, but so let him do that, though. I don't think it's going to make him a better coach or a worse coach.
I think he's done that, though. I think he's done enough. I think the tone has been set, okay? Is that fair that the tone has been set?
No, keep talking.
Okay, keep talking. Talk that talk.
Yes, this is the Bears doing it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like I said, there's no actual downside.
Who's always, the last 3 years, who's been the offseason champs?
Right, because it's not because their coaches talk too much.
No,
it's because
no.
They have the top pick.
I'm saying they've had the top pick. So now they don't. So now all the focus is on the new head coach, shiny new object.
It's also a crappy draft.
Now maybe that's part of the reason that we and others continue to focus on everything that Ben Johnson is saying.
Well, I'm focusing on it because I'm excited to have him.
I'm excited to have him too. Not for myself, but for all these tortured Bears fans that just want something different, something better. I get it. And anything, let's be honest, anything would have been better in theory. Now you have a guy that you're paying all this money to, and he's talking that talk. He better be able to back it up. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that assumed? That he better be able? I think that's part of the joy of this, is we're confident that he will back it up.
I think you're more confident than I am that he'll back it up.
He was number one on your list.
He was number one on my list. He still got to coach the team.
Well, I know.
Caleb Williams still has to be able to get out of the huddle.
Obviously.
He's got to get his cadence down.
But it doesn't mean we can't enjoy this. Those are different things. We'll worry about that when it's time for that.
Okay, so now we're just in a gloating period of time?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, why? What's the point if we can't get excited and happy about this?
I think
this?
You can get excited without...
Oh, sorry, Marshall, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think you can get excited without taking it to the extremes to which it seems like he's taking it. And maybe he's done talking. Maybe he's done talking now. It's been a couple of days of interview after interview after interview.
I just like the fact that he's saying yes. Say, you want to talk? Yeah, sure. I don't know. It's better than somebody just doing their perfunctory checking of boxes and grumbling through an interview and then going back to a dark film room. He's enjoying it.
And trust me, it's counterintuitive for me as a member of the media. For my entire adult career, I've been a member of the media to be like, maybe you shouldn't say as much. I've always been like, yo, tell me the truth. Let me know what you want. But as someone who has seen how this has gone for, and I know we've allegedly turned the corner on what it means to be Bearsy, the Bearsness of it all. I hope for this city that that is the case. I really do. But I think there's a certain humility that could come along with.
Bull crap.
No.
Bull crap.
No. No modesty. Okay.
My question is, do you think he's being cocky in any of these interviews?
I think there's a borderline thing. I mean, he gave us the service with the Packers talk in the introductory, which I was fine with because, you know, that was, whether you want to call it performative or not, he stated facts. He has a winning record against the Green Bay Packers as the offensive coordinator. I get it.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The reference
I see the Bears in 2025.
Bears are perfect in 2025, right? 1-0?
Only team in the NFC North with an undefeated record in 2025. I'm just saying.
Right, right. No, I get it. But at the same time, as you kind of evaluate what this means going forward, and I like a cautious approach. And I know you don't. I'm just saying.
I just don't think. Why not have fun with a coach?
Have fun without taking it to the extremes that I feel like
headed. He's not taking it to any extremes. He's just talking. He's just answering questions.
Okay.
He's just answering questions. I don't think he's saying we're going to win 15 games and we're going to stomp your dongs in the dirt. He's not out there making promises. I think his actual answers have been very conservative. We would like to have players who do this. Our goal is to have an offense that does this. I really don't think he's promised anything. I just think he's been sort of ubiquitous, because why not?
If there was ever a time you were going to do it, I would say it's after you win. The next best time to do it is before anything's actually happened. So you're right in that respect. You could talk how he's talking after you've, I don't know, had a winning record.
He's not, what do you say, talk like he's talking. The actual things he's saying is not as if he's never coached a game, let alone won one.
That's my point.
Right.
I think
he's confident.
Maybe I feel like he's being a little overconfident. Just like, yo, let the game come to you. You don't have to talk as much. He could talk, but maybe some of the things, like I said, the shot, it's been a lot of mention of like the Detroit Lions, his former team. And maybe just stay away from that. Don't give anyone in your division even more reason to put that bulletin board material up.
NFL players. I don't think they're gonna put a picture of Clubber Lang on their mirror and just I'm gonna try really hard this game because of something this guy said in February. I mean, come on.
But my point is, I didn't say he was necessarily talking too much. I said maybe it's time for him to stop. He could curb it at some point. And will he? I guess that's my concern, is he's not gonna curb this Cavalier. Just, I'll talk to you about anything and say anything. And I want to say this. I've appreciated a lot of things that he has said. I thought he was hilarious when he was talking about what he would give up to win a Super Bowl. You know, that this is funny talk. Who was it?
Yeah, I just like the fact that he's saying yes to these interviews. Rather than be like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm worried about this. I'm not confident. It just shows a great deal of confidence to be able to say, sure, ask me whatever you want to ask me.
And to be like fully clear, all the interviews he did are on Tuesday. I haven't found anything that was from Wednesday.
So maybe I'm just now catching up with all the interviews. It was a lot of interviews.
There's a lot of interviews. Ben Johnson's made my job extremely easy this week.
You know, they call it the car wash, but you know, there's different levels of car wash, right? You can go get your gas and just go through the car wash. Or you can do like the super duper, you know, where they do everything. They come in. He's doing the full detail of a car wash. I think we can agree to that, right, Dan? Compared to what other coaches are doing and how they spent the combine. He's doing everything. He said no to nothing.
Right.
So
I just don't. I don't see
hopefully,
why.
Hopefully, that was a one-off. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Because you can get yourself in trouble talking.
Then let him.
Okay.
I think he's a grown man who's confident in his ability to talk.
He is a grown man. He's a grown man who could squat 405, is what I learned from listening to some of these interviews.
He's letting us in. He's doing stuff that it's all that we ever ask of coaches is to, hey, be real, be yourself. Don't be one of these goofball coachy coaches. And if you want to say, hey, he hasn't yet. But if they eventually want to say, hey, the Chicago Bears are coming to kick your ass, I'm here for it.
I don't know. What's up yours?
How much can you squat again, Dan?
I have no idea. I mean, hell, the formative years of becoming a fan of this team is because that's what the Bears did. They were recording music videos telling you they were going to win the damn Super Bowl.
And then they did.
In the middle of December.
And then they did.
Yeah, I'm just saying, this idea of humility. Nobody rooted for this team in their days of greatness wanted to be humble. I'm going to beat the crap out of you and get on to the next one.
As long as you're doing that, when was the last time they beat the crap out of somebody?
But I'm saying, but that's what we're getting excited for, those possibilities.
I'd rather wait till that happens.
I wouldn't. I'll be even more excited when it does happen. But if somebody is doing this, is the point of being a fan.
That's fair.
I'm saying this is why, if we can't get excited about the Bears coach out there with a smile on his face and saying yes to everybody, then I mean this is why we like sports, is when our teams are the teams that are doing this. And if they want to go out and back it up by beating everybody up and making everybody feel good about themselves in a miserable otherwise human existence. Man, I got enough.
You really had to bring that up. Huh?
I got enough to be miserable about. Believe me.
If it gives you joy, Dan, I'm happy for you.
All right. Next up, let's hear more from Ben Johnson because he's putting it all out there. Got granular with some of the Caleb stuff, and we are beginning to hear some of the same things. And take notes about when you hear certain specific skills and objectives mentioned when he talks about the Bears quarterback. Next.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.